Sometimes hilarious, always hilarious. It's Keeping Up with Ken Hellenius on Mater Dei Radio.
Well, he is the host of Living Stones, heard right here on Mater Dei Radio, 7:30 on Monday evenings or anytime on your Hail Mary Media app. And he is also our man at the University of Notre Dame in South Bend, Indiana. Always great to talk with Ken Hellenius. How are you today, sir?
I am very well. It's a beautiful Friday morning. It's a great day to be with you, David.
What time is it out there in the South Bend area?
We are 3 hours ahead, so it's 10:14.
10:14. Okay. I can never remember if you're two or three, but you are three.
Yeah. It's time zone line is like 10 miles west of South Bend, Indiana. So like when we drive to Chicago, we gain that time, but when we come home, we pay for it. We're right here, just the very edge of the time zone line.
Hey, when does school start at Notre Dame?
So the RAs have already arrived to begin their training, and school actually begins, I think, in 2 weeks. So I think the first day of school is on the 22nd of August. So, yeah, we're just about 10 days away, I guess.
I was going to say, getting close. You know who's training right now?
The football team.
That's right. The Fighting Irish out there right now. Picked fifth in the country in the preseason poll.
That's a pretty good spot to be. And we're really excited. I know we've talked about this before. You know, we have a new coach who actually rose from within the ranks of the coaching staff, Marcus Freeman, who is just a delight, a joyful family man, a man of faith, who really relates to the student athletes. They love him. His coaching staff loves him. And there's a lot of hope and optimism.
Oh, that's great. Now, can you go and watch them work out or train? Are they there on the field, or do they have like closed practices?
They have closed practices, and actually they have a training facility that has both an indoor component and an outdoor component, you know, for those practices. And the fencing around the outdoor field it's got to be 30 feet tall, and it's, of course, screened, so you can't really
see.
Right,
right. Well,
I don't want to be the guy accused of standing at second base stealing signs. And it's the same sort of thing for
That's
football.
Right. They'll throw you out of there. You're out of here. Get out.
That's
so,
right.
Well, hey, before we run out of time here talking Fighting Irish football, this Monday is the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. So give us a little history on this feast.
Yeah, this is a feast that actually is ancient and new. It has been celebrated in the church and kind of talked about since probably the second century. So that would be in the 100s AD. There's a kind of discussion of the Blessed Virgin Mary's tomb being empty and there being no relics of her body. But as far as formally celebrating this as a feast, that dates to 1950, when Venerable Pope Pius XII formally defined the Assumption of Our Lady and what he wrote was, "The Immaculate Mother of God, the ever-Virgin Mary, having completed the course of her earthly life, was assumed body and soul into heavenly glory." So that's what he wrote on November 1st, 1950, formally defining the Assumption of Our Lady at the end of her earthly life. And really, this flows out of a privilege of the Blessed Virgin Mary. You know, she was, we of course celebrate also her Immaculate Conception.
Right.
At the point of her conception, she was preserved from the stain of original sin. And as a result, as Pius wrote, she was not subject to the law of remaining in the corruption of the grave. And so she didn't have to wait until the end of time for the redemption of her body, but she was assumed by her risen son, Jesus Christ, body and soul into heaven. And so this is what it's really a great feast of hope for us as Christians who are also disciples. You know, if you think about it, all of us who are baptized into the life, death, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus are awaiting the resurrection at the end of time.
Right.
by raising his own mother, who was his first disciple. She was literally the first person to say yes to Jesus Christ in assenting to conceive him in her womb. In raising her at the end of her life, we too are given this great hope that he will do the same for us at the end of our earthly lives. Mm-hmm. And so when we go to Mass and when we pray the Liturgy of the Hours on the Feast of the Assumption this coming Monday, the opening prayer reads this: All-powerful and ever-living God, you raised the sinless Virgin Mary, the mother of your Son, body and soul to the glory of heaven. May we see heaven as our final goal and come to share her glory. So really, that's what this feast is all about. It's a feast of hope.
Right.
And there's a lot that goes with it. You know, our Eastern brothers and sisters celebrate this feast as, it's called the Dormition of Our Lady, which means the falling asleep, which is, you know, a euphemism for death.
Right.
Pius didn't actually formally define whether or not Mary died at the end of her life. Theologians, kind of the consensus is that Mary did die, but that, again, as Pius wrote, she didn't experience the corruption of the tomb,
mm-hmm.
because corruption after we die is is defined in, we're told in Genesis that that is an effect of original sin. Well, because she didn't suffer from original sin, she wasn't going to be corrupt. So it's really a beautiful feast, and it's the, like I say, it's the bookend to her great feast that we celebrate in the United States as our patronal feast of the Immaculate Conception on December 8th.
Right. So does it always fall on the 15th?
Yes. Yeah, so this is one of those fixed feast days. It's on the 15th of August. Of course, we don't know a specific date for Mary's falling asleep and being assumed, it's often believed that this corresponds with the dedication date of a church devoted to Our Lady, although nobody really seems to know which specific church is in question.
Right.
A few weeks ago, we actually talked, while you were on vacation, David, and you left us bereft, we talked about the Feast of Our Lady of the Snows on August 5th,
right.
Which is tied to the dedication of the Church of the Blessed Virgin there mm-hmm. in Rome, mm-hmm. the great church. But this feast, August 15th, it's really amazing. The month of August has all sorts of awesome feast days.
Right.
And particularly this year, every Monday has a great feast. So we had Dominic this past week. We had the Assumption coming up. We have the Queenship of Mary 1 week later mm-hmm. on the 22nd of August. This is a month full of wonderful feasts on Mondays.
Is the Assumption a holy day of obligation?
Normally, yes. Because it falls on a Monday, the bishops of the United States have given us kind of a little bit of what you might call a break.
Right.
Masses will still be celebrated in your parish church, and you still should, if you have the chance, you should avail yourself of the opportunity to go to Mass. But it's not a holy day of obligation this year because it falls on a Monday.
Gotcha. Ken Hellenius, he is the host of Living Stones, heard right here on Mater Dei Radio, 7:30 Monday evenings, anytime on your Hail Mary Media app, and our man at the University of Notre Dame in South Bend, Indiana. Later today, he'll be heading over to the Fighting Irish practice field and showing how to do correct three-point stance, correct?
Only if I trip.
Very good. Hey, great to talk with you as always. Have a very, very wonderful weekend.
You too, David. Take care.
God bless.